The human ear is one of the world's most ingenious and perfect reproducing instruments. For many years, recording engineers and scientists have strived to present to your ears, through records, the finest sound that art can create and science capture. Now, with the discovery, development, and perfection of the stereophonic recording and reproducing process, Decca is able to bring to you the world's finest entertainment in new full stereo, the ultimate in high fidelity listening. Note that you're hearing my voice simultaneously from two speakers and through a dual reproducing system. To demonstrate to you the improvement in listening pleasure which only full stereo sound on Decca Records can give, I'll begin to move in the direction of one of our two speakers. There, you are now hearing my voice from this speaker. Now, I'll move in the direction of the opposite speaker. There. But the true magic of full stereo lies in the whole world of music. The exciting realism of music heard and felt, not only from directly ahead, but from both left and right sides, even from overhead. You'll hear a new intimacy and richness from an orchestra that surrounds you with sound. A new separation of instruments. A new crystal clarity of theme and counter-theme, of melody and rhythm, of soloist and chorus. Listen now to Adventures in Stereo as we take you on a super hi-fi safari from the moonlit shores of Hawaii to the sunlit dances of Spain, from the hallowed concert halls of Europe to the sophisticated supper clubs of Manhattan, as the world's most exciting entertainment is brought to your ears in new Decca full stereo, the ultimate in hi-fi.
We you'd like to improve your golf. That's fine, and I know I can help you. Improving your shots is just one way of increasing your pleasure in the game. But never lose sight of one thing. While golf is a splendid exercise, and the course offers a haven from the stress and cares of modern living, the main reward of the game is enjoyment. The conviviality of good companions, the thrill of competition, and something else almost peculiar to golf, the satisfaction you get from every single good shot you pull out of the bag.
Thing we call Make a Song, featuring Mr. Schreiber on guitar and improvisational folk songs. He's a member of an old radical group of folk singers during the 30s. We need four suggestions for this. First of all, a mode of transportation, something that would get you from one place to another. Anything at all, just yell it out. A motor, what?
Skate.
Skates? Roller skates?
Yeah.
Roller skates. And next, a member of your family or a relative of any type?
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law? Mother-in-law, roller skates, and period of time.
1840.
More specific, such as a day, a week, or something. Not as specific.
A light year.
All right. Light year, roller skates, mother-in-law, and finally, a maxim, proverb, or old saying, such as a stitch in time saves nine.
Game called
on account of rain. All right. Mother-in-law, roller skates, a light year, and game called on account of rain.
Queen Victoria was my mother-in-law. Queen Victoria was my mother-in-law. She was really doing fine. She was always keeping in line. She used to tour around the court on roller skates, taking off weight. In fact, one year she only weighed 210. That was a light year, so they say.
she started to swing. Well, we all decided to have our own derby. Tried to throw it out where they have the regular one. Everybody got into the derby, everybody having fun. But my mother-in-law, she said she was so mean, she didn't want us to do it, and you know she was a queen. Oh, the game was called Because of Her Rain.
Thank you. Another said, I like them all, but I'm gonna play like old Les Paul. George Barnes is great, said one guitar, playing like him will get me far.
I've seen enough. Stop the film.
But Mr. Meter, it's not over yet, sir.
It is, as far as I'm concerned. Do you seriously expect my seal of approval on that obscene film?
Obscene? Mr. Meter, don't you realize that
listen,
this...
Listen, I've got eyes. Don't you think I know what I'm doing? But tell you what, you cut the bathtub scene, the plane crash, the kissing in the forest, and I'll give you our K-11 rating.
What's that?
Objectionable in part. Suitable for adults over 45, only if accompanied by their parents.
But, sir, without those scenes, there's nothing left of the picture.
Oh, I'm sorry. You leave those scenes in, and I'll be forced to give you the X-28B. That's objectionable throughout and suitable only for registered nurses. Now, if you'll please excuse me.
Oh, please, sir, wait a minute, please. The least you can do is look at the rest of the picture.
All right, but it's not going to change my mind.
Run it, Joe!
That's all, folks.
play good golf without a good grip. One that gives you control over the club and a sense of power, as well as a feel. A sense of communication between you and the club. A sense of complete coordination between the hands that transmits full power to the club head. I use the so-called baseball grip, but the one most commonly employed is the overlapping grip, originated a good many years ago by the great Harry Vardon. I'll tell you about both these grips and their advantages. You can try them both and adopt whichever one seems best to fit your individual needs. Take your driver, or any wood, and place its sole on the ground with the face square to the line of flight. Then with the back of the left hand facing the direction of flight, place that hand under the grip section of the shaft, with about half an inch of the shaft extending beyond the heel of the hand. The left hand grip is a combination finger and palm grip. The club will lie across the middle joint of the index finger and extend upward into the palm, barely touching the little finger. The pressure point of the left hand grip is in the last three fingers. Now close the fingers around the shaft, with the thumb extending down the shaft and the V formed by thumb and forefinger pointing over your right shoulder. Still holding on with the left hand, put your right hand on the club as though you were shaking hands with it. The little finger of the right hand will overlap the index finger of the left. Close your right hand with the thumb firmly on the shaft in such a manner that the V formed by the thumb and index finger of the right hand also points to the right shoulder. This grip can be altered slightly to make it feel more comfortable.
Jackie Wilson on the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. The name of that song was Love Uprising off the LP This Love Is Real, on Brunswick Records, the label that Jackie Wilson was associated with for most, if not all, of his career. Before Jackie Wilson, we were listening to some weird electronic experimental music and a golf instruction LP combined. Hear How to Improve Your Golf on Carlton Records, the same label that Jack Scott and the New Tornadoes and some other sort of 1950s, early 60s rock and roll obscurities were usually on. Carlton Records, Hear How to Improve Your Golf, part of the Hear How series, which included Hear How to Scuba Dive, Hear How to Train Your Dog, so on and so forth. This one, Hear How to Improve Your Golf, featuring Bob Roseberg, 59 PGA champion, gives you a complete course in golf fundamentals, set to the sound of 8 electronic pieces by Todd Dockstader on Folkways Records, 1961. Before that, we heard another electronic composition, a cover of the Surf Standard Pipeline, as performed by the group Hot Butter, who are known best for their hit, of course, Popcorn, that 1972 recording on Canada's Birchmount Records. Before that, we heard a quick clip off a Von Meter LP called Von Meter Have Some Nuts. Von Meter, of course, was a hugely successful comedy record maven who released the highest-selling album in history. Not just the highest-selling comedy album, the highest-selling album in history, The First Family, in which he impersonated JFK. His career went into the toilet after JFK was assassinated. This LP was his attempt to continue his fame and success. It did not succeed. On Verve Records, Von Meter Have Some Nuts, with a fine illustration on the cover by Mad Magazine artist Jack Davis. Von Meter Have Some Nuts from 1965. Before that, we heard a country song by a guy named Thumbs Carlisle, who was impersonating all the popular country guitar players of the day. Springfield Guitar Social off the LP Tennessee Guitar, 14 instrumentals by America's foremost guitar stylist. That was Thumbs Carlisle and his electric guitar on Starday Records. Before that, some lounge organ music from the fingers of Walter Wanderley doing a cover of the song Call Me, which was a big hit for a number of people, Petula Clark and the Foundations and others, written by British composer Tony Hatch. Call Me from the single by Walter Wanderley, appeared on the album Rainforest. This is the 45 on Verve Records. Before that, we heard an instrumental by, of all people, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and a track called Hard to Find, which was the B-side, an instrumental B-side to their biggest hit, This Diamond Ring, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Before that, we heard a short cut off a comedy record by the comedy team of Jack Burns and Avery Schreiber, their LP In One Head and Out the Other, The New Emerging Bigot on Columbia Records. The track we listened to was called Make a Song, featured Avery Schreiber singing. Jack Burns replaced Don Knotts on The Andy Griffith Show as the deputy sheriff in Mayberry after Don Knotts left the television show to focus more on a film career. Jack Burns was also not just the comedy team partner of Avery Schreiber, as we heard here, but earlier in his career, he was in a comedy team with a guy named George Carlin in a comedy team called Burns and Carlin. Before we listened to Jack Burns and Avery Schreiber, we heard some garage rock from the Bo Brummels, and that catchy song, Still in Love with You, Babe, is also the flip side to their biggest hit, Laugh, Laugh, and composed by the same songsmith, Ron Elliott, the Bo Brummels. Before the Bo Brummels, we heard the theme song to a country called Canada, composed for their 1967 centennial song, Canada, with words and music by Bobby Gimby and sung by a chorus of children. Pretty catchy stuff, Canada. Before that, we listened to Mercy, 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 the great Joe Zawinul composition that was originally recorded by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, interpreted by Chet Atkins off his LP Solo Flights on, of course, RCA, the label that Chet Atkins recorded for and eventually became president of. Mercy, 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 as covered by Chet Atkins. We started off the show tonight with a track by Kai Winding off his LP, The In Instrumentals. Kai Winding was a popular jazz trombonist who went into playing sort of pop music with his trombone in the mid and late 60s. This is from the late 60s on Verve. Kai Winding, The In Instrumentals. I'm just realizing I'm playing a lot of stuff on Verve tonight, not intentionally, just by accident. Kai Winding, Walter Wanderley, Von Meter, all on Verve we played tonight. And we were listening to few moments off a promotional LP for Stereophonic Sound on Decca Records, an LP called Adventures in Stereo, Decca Stereo demonstration record, which would have come free when you bought yourself a stereo at Eaton's or wherever else, JCPenney, you might buy a stereo. Right now, we're going to listen to some comedy from Dick Gregory, the legendary civil rights activist, progressive comedian of the 1960s, who eventually retired from comedy to focus fully on activism. But as we're going to hear today, he didn't really fully retire from comedy at any point. Remained a very funny and perceptive man. Did a performance just the other day during the State of the Black Union, which was broadcast on C-SPAN and moderated by Tavis Smiley. Dick Gregory sounded sort of off the cuff in this appearance, but he was in reality doing bits from his act. Very, very funny stuff. His take on State of America today, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and a lot of other stuff. Right now, first, before we get to that, we're going to listen to a song by Little Anthony and the Imperials and then straight into Dick Gregory.
First, let me forget the intellectual stuff right now, which I love, and I've got to get down to some personal business, which you'll probably find out about after we leave here. I was standing back in the back waiting to come on when you had your sponsors out here. So when they came by, they passed me, and I did say something to them, and I know they're going to tell you. See, I thank the white dude from Walmart for my cousin. This past Christmas, they had prices so low, he didn't have to shoplift. Now, I know they're going to tell you.
Yeah.
The brother that passed by from ExxonMobil, now a lot of people don't know, they had gift packages for us, you know? And they had an ExxonMobil credit card for gas.
Right.
I gave him mine back. Because I said every time I go to Exxon and buy gas, I love water. A gallon of water costs more than a gallon of gas. Can you give me a water card? Yeah. I'll be honest, the black brother from Wells Fargo, head of the mortgages, I pulled him over and said, I need to talk to you. He said, Brother Greg, you need a mortgage. I said, no, they took my house when times was good.
my.
So here's what I asked him.
Yes, sir.
I asked for a loan and a cosigner to open up a black business. I want to open up a black airline named Tamika Air. And my motto will be, we leave late, but we get you there on time. White Airlines will be the only one can say we guarantee we won't lose your luggage because you can't bring none with you. And we're going to be a good Christian airline. We ain't selling no alcohol on the plane. You bring your own, we just sell the setup. So I just want to. That's all. Now, to my mayor, Mr. Mayor. I just want you to know how bad things are. When you said Chocolate City, I had just walked in the hotel room. I was in Europe and turned on the news, and I heard you say Chocolate City. I thought you was talking about Hershey, Pennsylvania. And then I heard all the white folk complaining about you call this town Hershey, Pennsylvania. Look, all my life, they've called this town Sin City, and nobody cared. Deceitful, nasty, ungodly, unspirited. When you said chocolate means love, kindness, tastes good, is good. So do color matter? Let me tell you something. I had a dream last night. Now I'm 75 years old. I dreamed I saw God. Now, being 75, I said, excuse me, Mr. God. Can I have a word with you? He said, yes, my son. I said, you know, they just had a Polish pope. Will we ever get a black pope? He said, yes, my son, but not while I'm God. Problem, son. And finally, let me say this. Thank you. Thank this movement. I'm not talking about the ones we know about. I'm talking about the ones we don't know about. Thank God there is a God that know all the names. And because of this movement, I didn't come up in a civil rights family. Didn't nobody teach me that. I thought everything was okay. I didn't get it at home. And when I heard it at home, I heard it from some ignorant part of view. It's these redneck, uneducated, pot-bellied crackers that create the problem. And at 9 years old, I say, since when that type of white boy determined public policy? My problems with the president are hard. And Yale and MIT and the major corporations, until we leave this little daddy boy alone, we will never deal with it. And so again, I say, where I am from this movement, it gave me a turtle philosophy after looking at that black woman I'm married to and being part of this movement. I am the turtle. On the outside, soft on the inside, and willing to stick your neck out. That's what it's about. Huh? That's what it's about. Huh? this movement. I come up as a black man thinking hard on the inside, hard on the outside, but I wasn't hard on nobody but black folks. And looking at my wife deal with 10 black children with softness, then I became soft, the inside. And finally, let me just say this. I'm tired of people talking about this election from the standpoint of fear. Fear and God do not occupy the same space.
That's right.
Listen. I don't want nobody to tell me and tell my grandchildren to go to the polls and vote against something. That's ungodly. With the beauty of this country and all the things we got to vote for, you don't have to tell me about Bush. When I see him on TV, I say to my grandchildren, if he was alive, he'd be a sick man. But my mama was so busy teaching me about the devil, I'm a grown man before I found out the beauty of God. Huh? I don't need to talk about the filth. The filth speaks for itself. For itself. And I say thanks to the two most powerful folks in the history of America, the black woman and the black church. I never knew how smart that black woman was till I look at my wife Lillian. That didn't make it. It was when Kobe Bryant got in that mess. You remember? They accused Kobe Bryant of raping a white woman, and he went home and bought his wife a $4 million diamond ring. Let me tell you something. If a white woman accused me of raping her, and I go and give my wife a $4 million diamond ring, she'll go get two more white women. To know wherever that ring came from, there's a matching necklace and bracelet. Oh.
Dick Gregory.
Now, let me say this. All we said here, what needs to be said, we think an illegitimate child is a child that don't know where their daddy is. America is an illegitimate child because she has no mother. And this is what the problem is. If I work in a coal mine, in a steel mill, and I come here today and put on a suit but don't take a bath, you got stink sitting up here with you. And what have happened to America, we ain't never cleaned up the filth over 400 years. We've just put a new suit on and a new dress on and then wonder who's stinking. It's you the one that's stinking. That's what this is. And until we clean this out, until we clean it up, my mama used to grab me and wash my face. America ain't got no mama that's washing her face. She'd pick my nose when it needed to be opened up. She'd look in my ears. All we do is we went from this filth we was in to putting on some new clothes, and nobody has said, hey, somewhere we got to apologize. First to black women. White women's okay, but that black woman went through racist white system and sexist black me. And we ain't never said what you've been through. And in spite of that, look at that black woman. Look at Kathy Hughes. She didn't have the privilege of a ladies' movement when she's putting that empire together. Look at Dorothy Height, huh? Look at all these women that have come through. The late Dolores Tucker. Look at what's going on now. With E. Faye Williams talking about Sojourner Truth, and we will have that statue in the White House. Our women, if you think this sister just a politician, what she had to go through to get there, because she was a woman. And we have never slowed up and said, thank you, ladies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until we do that, until we are able to do that, I look at Dr. Condoleezza Rice. Hear me. And we tolerate it. She has more PhDs than the president's whole cabinet. Hear me. And you hear me too, black folks. They call her Condi, but they never call Madeleine Albright's Maddie, never call Janet Reno Janny. Okay?
That's all right.
They call Henry Kissinger Dr. Henry Kissinger. And let me tell you, she don't see nothing wrong with it. Let me tell you something. They got a soda pop in America. Blacker than her, they call Dr. Pepper. Day when you leave here and don't ask for it by its full title, say, give me a pepper, they'll give you a chili pepper. Bill Clinton was here, so I would apologize to him for you black folks. See, you black folks tricked him. You went in that big old black pot and said, here, white boy, you black. And then you went back in that black pot and said, here, Obama, you ain't black enough. What kind of fool is you? Huh? What kind of fool is you? Huh? You, the Ku Klux Klan, did not say Obama to white. You did. And so if Bill was here, I said, Bill, I'm going to apologize to you. Because black folks not only told you, but tricked you. See, I have a son, a chiropractor now, Christian. He's 8 years old. He came to me crying. He said, Dad, my brothers and sisters is laughing at me. I said, why? He said, well, I built me one of these castles, and I make like it's my house. And do you see anything wrong with that? I said, well, how old are you, boy? He said, 8 years old. I said, no, there's nothing wrong with that until you try start using it as your address. So I tell Bill Clinton, ain't nothing wrong with being black as long as you're playing. But when you try to use it as your address, then I got some serious questions. Have you and your wife and your daughter ever been standing on a street corner in New York and a cab passed you by because you're the black president? Huh? Huh? Have you ever had Chelsea pulled over by the white police because our daddy's the black president? Mr. President, do you know what it feels like to be a black person, to be a congresslady? Huh? To be a lieutenant governor with 12 doctor's degrees and driving down the street and hear the police siren and you start squeezing that steering wheel tight and they pass by you and you thank God, damn thanking God, you didn't do nothing in the first place, huh? Do you know what you did? Then you can be black, huh? Then you black, huh? Then you black. And until then,
Tell it,
huh?
Tell it, Brother Gregory.
That's what this
That's
is about.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what this is about. And then when you leave, with all the hassle, can you have that love?
Love.
I'm so tired of you black folk walking around looking all evil like that's gonna change something. Looking all mean and talking all crazy. Let them tell you about your children. If I sit here today, and these are all white folks, and they're putting some sleeping pill in my water, and I sit up here and doze off and go to sleep, and everybody told in the world, niggas is lazy. They tired. No, that's because you too naive enough to know what they putting in my water. Okay? Your children ain't violent because they black. They ain't violent Most people in the world live in a ghetto. They don't kill people. What are you putting in my malt liquor, white boy? What are you putting in? Huh? Hear me. And it's your fault, too. Malt liquor is made by white companies, but only sold in black neighborhoods, and you ain't checked it to see what's in it. Huh? How much lead are you putting in my neighborhood? Lead affects my thinking capacity. Lead is only one thing on the planet more dangerous than lead, and that's manganese. Manganese will make you kill your mama. And let me tell y'all something. If you want to see the largest homicide rate in the world, it ain't in no black ghetto in America. It's a little town in Australia where them white folks' homicide rate is 200 times what their population is. And that town just happened to be located across the street from a manganese plant.
Sit back down, Dick. Don't lose that mic. Yeah.
That town is located across the street from a manganese plant. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep? How in the world can a 9-year-old child find a heroin man, but the FBI can't find it, and you gonna tell me that's a black thing? Y'all crazy? What is this about? And then black men, as you run off to war and kill folks, liberate folks, and then come home in a white cop or a white racist mentality, then shot your mom in the back, and you got to call him. You don't call the United States government. You don't call that bad army. And black men, how? And you let cops shoot your mama, your dad, and your daughter in the back and don't do nothing, but you notice they ain't never shot your car. They ain't never took a nightstick and knocked your headlines out. And black men, you should feel ashamed that you think more of your car than you do your mama, than you do your daddy, huh? These are the things that need to change while this brother and sister's on their way to the White House. And when you see Hillary and y'all see Brother Barack, thank him for me. And you white folks need to be thankful. Because if y'all had a brother like me, y'all would really be in trouble. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Gregory.
Dick Gregory at the State of the Black Union just this past week as broadcast on C-SPAN in the United States. That's it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and the internet across the world. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, leaving you now with Loretta Long, better known as Susan from Sesame Street.
Someday,
talk to you later.
Little children, someday soon. There's gonna be a lot of people, yeah. And they'll be living on the moon.
Living on the moon.
Yeah, people live.